Kamala Harris was born in Oakland, California in 1964. Both of her parents are immigrants who came to the United States in order to pursue their doctoral studies, her mother coming from India and her father coming from Jamaica. After high school, Kamala Harris moved to Washington, D.C. to study at Howard University, a historically black college, or HBC. HBCs were founded to specifically give the opportunity to black Americans to pursue higher education. This was necessary because for the majority of American history, black people were not accepted into most universities. Today, things are much different, and people of all races are accepted into all universities in the country. However, HBCs still continue to serve a majority black student population. After graduating, Kamala Harris moved back to California and earned her law degree. She became District Attorney of San Francisco and then Attorney General of California. She was the first woman and the first African-American person to ever achieve this position. She was in charge of prosecuting criminals in the state, and under her authority, conviction rates increased, meaning more people were sent to prison than previously. This is generally considered to be the marker of a successful attorney general, but she has also been accused of over-policing black and poor communities. In 2015, she was recruited by the Democratic Party to run for Senate, and in 2016, she won. In 2020, she announced that she was running for president, and she attended several debates. However, she dropped out of the race before the voting even began due to lack of support. Joe Biden went on to win the Democratic nomination and then chose Kamala Harris to be his vice president. After Biden won the election against Donald Trump this month in November 2020, Kamala Harris has become the first woman ever to be elected as vice president in the United States and will be sworn in as vice president in January 2021.